Welcome to the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America with Tim Matthews and Frank Bassett. Take it away, boys.
And hello once again, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews joining you from the seemingly boring Dallas, Texas, because all the action in the world of golf is taking place in Augusta, Georgia, as everybody by now knows about that and what's going on in Augusta and all the fun that's happening. And we'll talk about that as we're underway in doing the show today on a Saturday. So round three underway at Augusta for the 89th Masters. And that's where we find our very own Frank Bassett, who joins us from the Golf Zone, which is just outside the gates, if you will, Azalea Lane, going up to the front clubhouse and everything at Augusta. And that's where Frank is. So Frank, how you doing this morning? How's everything at the Golf Zone?
I think the heat's getting to you, brother.
Yeah, maybe.
Must be. Everything's great. It great night last night in Augusta. And we just, it's, you know, being here is just special. It's a special time of year. And the Masters is, you know, one of our favorite tournaments. You know, the Players is my favorite of all time, but I love the Masters. And we got a hell of a leaderboard sitting out there right now. So
yeah,
it's going to be a fantastic finish. But yeah, we're here at Enterprise Mill today, and we're in Golf Zone's simulator room, which we're watching all the fun stuff that's about to happen right there. That's what you hear.
And so they're playing different golf courses like people have done before on simulators. So what?
Absolutely.
Pebble Beach, normally, you've said, is what they played the last couple of days. Are they still playing Pebble Beach?
Yeah, on and off. We're just going to all sorts of different courses. They have tons of different courses on this simulator. And it's you'll have to see it to believe it. You know, you and I both have been in a lot of simulators. And this one, honest to God, Tim, is the best one I have ever seen in my life. And it's just very realistic. Even the floor moves, and the hitting area moves around. It allows you to actually play if your ball's on an uphill lie, downhill lie, sidehill lie, 20-mile-per-hour winds. It adjusts everything for you. Like you're, it's incredible. It's just a neat thing. But
and are these facilities that are around the country, or are they for people's homes to put
well,
in?
Well, they're for people's homes, as well as they can you have some companies like Golf Envy, based out of California. Those the two guys that spent a lot of time with yesterday. They have clubs, so you'll have three or four of these simulators, and they have a club, and you join the club. And now, because and I don't want to give away too much because we do have an interview with Ryan Needles that talks about all this, but they have teams that compete against each other in different cities.
Okay.
And had the finals at the PGA Merchandise Show this year, and the winning team won $150,000. And they gave it away right there.
Wow.
It's incredible. Anyway, it's
well, we will talk with Ryan Nettles. That's a way of leading into that. That's coming up in a little bit. He is the Director of Business Development for Golf Zone. So he'll tell us more about that if people are interested.
Absolutely.
And playing a Golf Zone or owning a Golf Zone. It's pretty cool. So
right.
What
so
about the tournament itself? Yesterday, let's finish the second round. We've made the cut. Guys are getting ready to get out there. Leaders not yet as we're doing the show on the course as of yet, but a lot of other golfers still are. Down to, I guess it was what, they cut to about 55 golfers? Is that what it was? 54, somewhere in there?
Something like that. Should I know that? Probably I should.
It's the top 50 plus ties, so there's a few other guys that are throwing in there.
Well, let me tell you this. There was an event that occurred here that was really kind of exciting.
Really?
You know, the U.S. Amateur Champion, of course, always plays in the Masters.
Right.
Jose Luis, and I do not know how to say his last name. Don't know how to say it. Have you?
Yeah. Ballester,
yeah. Something like that.
Well, Ballester,
On number 13 tee box, Justin Thomas was having an issue out in the fairway. Things were going on, and so it was kind of slow. And the U.S. Amateur reigning U.S. Amateur champion, had to go to the bathroom.
Okay,
and he didn't see the porta potties or anything, right? Didn't see there are no porta potties here, but he didn't see the bathroom.
You don't have to talk quiet, Frank, because we're not going to be able to hear you. It's like you're going, and so he couldn't go to the bathroom.
Couldn't go to the bathroom.
What's he saying?
Okay, so guess what?
find a tree or something?
He peed in Ray's Creek.
No way.
Oh, yeah, way. It is all over the internet now. And he was asking a post-round interview. If I had to do it, I'd do it again. I'm like, you idiot.
You might not get invited back.
He might not get. He may not be. That's kind of, he may never leave here. Sacrilegious. He may be drowned in Ray's Creek. Yes.
Wow. Of all places. Well, I mean, he could have gone back into some trees somewhere.
Yeah. What an
You're
idiot.
You're not saying he was like seen by people. I mean, people could see him doing it. Or
yeah, he was seen by some people. He thought he was hiding, but wow. He got seen. So boy goes to the Sun Devils. What is that? Arizona State. Yeah.
State.
Well, obviously, Arizona State has, he must be taking classes in stupidity.
You say they have different rules than they do at Augusta National?
Yeah, you think? I guess you could just pee in the desert and not care.
I mean, I do get, we all get the, nature calls. I mean, I'm not trying to be unsympathetic to the guy and stuff, but seriously, that's not the place to do it. There are a lot of places you could go hide and duck, go take 20 yards into some trees and probably nobody would ever see you. Why you would do it where somebody would see is
unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Of all places.
I'm not trying to disparage Arizona State or the kid, but come on,
man. That's okay. He missed the cut, so we're not going to see him again, and we may never see him again.
That's what I'm saying.
No matter what he does.
He may be the catch of the day, He may be cooked into someone's stew over this.
In the meantime, Justin Rose hanging on to his lead, 36-hole lead.
It's the third time he's had a
36-hole lead, and that's been like a 20-year gap. Like last time he had a 36-hole lead was like
2021, I think it was. As a matter of fact,
I thought it was way back.
He holds the 36-hole lead or co-lead at the Masters right now, right? For the third time he's held that.
Right.
In 2004, it was tied for 22nd finish. 2021, tied for 7th finish.
Oh, okay, that's an
Second round,
and we have to remember too. He's got if you're checking out the leaderboard, and he has a one shot lead as we're talking right now over DeChambeau, McIlroy's back there, Connors, McCarty, Lowry. Those guys are all behind him by a few shots.
Yeah.
So he has a lead right now, but he is years and years older than these guys. So it's going to be interesting to see. He's 16 years older than Scottie Scheffler. I mean, we think of Justin Rose because he came on the scene as I think virtually a teenager, was he not?
Yeah,
at the British Open when he first kind of broke into prominence.
Yes, he was.
But certainly in the last, so he's 44 years old, almost 45 years old. So, a lot of these guys are 30. And so you see the age difference, and we'll see if that shows, is my point, to a weekend, because we know it's a grueling walk. It's a tough thing to get there and play 72 holes at Augusta, and whether or not Justin Rose in his age and his old creaky bones and all that stuff will be able to hold up. He's one of the oldest guys to ever have a 36-hole lead. I think the only guys older to have this lead are Sam Snead and Raymond Floyd. And they're only a couple years older than Justin Rose. So not many guys his age have ever had the 2-round lead at Augusta. We'll see how he can do. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And guys like DeChambeau, McIlroy, Scheffler are in pretty good shape, right? These guys are fitness guys.
Yeah.
Back the guys we were talking about, if you're Sam Snead or who else did I mention? Raymond Floyd.
Raymond Floyd, yeah.
Back in that era, the guys weren't necessarily doing a lot of...
Is that air conditioner working yet, Tim?
Yeah. Guys weren't exactly doing any physical fitness training.
Yeah.
So these guys are in really good shape. I'm just saying, it might be interesting to see how Rose can hold up with the younger crowd going into the final couple of rounds of golf. But it'll be exciting. How about DeChambeau? DeChambeau, I think, is primed. He seems like he's really determined to make something happen.
DeChambeau is... He's joining Xander Schauffele, as a matter of fact, with the most rounds in the 60s at major championships since the start of 2024. 10.
Is that right?
And that's a heck of a run there.
Yeah.
And guess what his driving distance average is this week?
Okay, it's a good question because I don't know, but I am going to take a guess because I believe it's somewhere around the 340 range.
331.6.
331, there you go.
And that ranks number one.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
It should.
And I don't have the stats on Rory McIlroy at hand in front of me, but I would imagine he's not far behind that.
Probably, yeah, within 5 or 6 yards.
Yeah,
probably,
I would
like
think
that.
So.
Now, some of the guys at the other end of the spectrum, Frank, if you put a little money on it, and I did, I put a little bit, I say not money, but like I was in a pool.
Yeah.
Because I kind of thought, I thought maybe Kepka's prime. Kepka's, won a lot of majors in recent times. And all, Koepka didn't make it to the weekend. So my money is out my pocket because Brooks Koepka finished 5 over. Dustin Johnson did not look well either. Didn't play very well. He's out of there. Sergio's out of there. Finau, maybe some good young players. Adam Scott, Billy Horschel. I mean,
Phil Mickelson.
So there's a lot of guys that people.
A lot of live players didn't make the cut. And that
Will Zalatoris didn't make it. And a lot of people thinking, man, he is ready. That's what's so funky about this game, isn't it, Frank? You're kind of thinking, here's a guy that's ready to go. And he's in the last 3 or 4 Masters, he's been in great shape and runner up a couple years ago. And they don't even make the. You can't wrap your head around it sometimes about, well, who's going to do this and who's not? Because I told you this yesterday. I said, Lucas Glover has been so consistent. He missed the cut.
Yeah.
Lucas Glover was playing great.
And see, I was all about Lucas. His putting's been so good.
Yes.
I picked Lucas to show up and do something. Well, that shows you how much I know about golf, I guess.
And maybe not win it, but I certainly thought he'd be easy money to make the cut.
Yeah.
The way he's been playing, didn't make the cut. How about this is a little bit emotional. Did you see Bernhard Langer on
his
final hole?
Yes.
Everybody's
crying.
Yeah, I know. He just needed a par.
Well, he stayed here. He is here with his family, and he's having lunch over there right now, he's going to follow some players, and he's going to walk around the course and have fun.
Yeah.
So a lot of attention will be on him walking around this golf course, I can tell you.
Well, he seemed to take it well. I mean, it was pretty sure, because you never know where the cut's exactly going to be, but they were thinking it's going to be about +2.
Yeah.
But, and that's where he was. So he needed a par in the last hole to stay at +2, and he just couldn't get up and down, right? He missed the green. He had a good drive, but he pulled his second shot, so he had a 20, 30-yard chip, and he chipped it, but left himself about a 10-footer and just caught the edge. I mean, just right along the very nice putt. That's the fine line, and make it to the weekend or not. Yeah. And he seemed to be pretty good about it. It seemed like he had a lot of kids and grandkids that were there for him and his wife. I didn't see any tears. He got interviewed afterwards and was very gracious but not tearful. And maybe he thought, I'm 67. It's time to go anyway, right? He'd kind of already said, this is my last one. So maybe it took a little pressure off of him to try to go through the weekend. And I can only imagine at his age. And again, remember, he doesn't get, you kind of wonder, he doesn't get the forward tees. DeChambeau's playing.
Yep.
And he's not hitting at 330, I promise you.
No.
So it's got to be a grueling round of golf for a guy that's 67 years old. And maybe he was like, oh, thank God I can walk around this weekend and I don't have to try to play, because that would have been, and he didn't want to embarrass him. So I'm sure he didn't want to go on the weekend and shoot 85, 87, or something. And he probably wouldn't have, but the fatigue factor could get to you. So anyway, it was nice to see he came that close. Freddie Couples also missed by a couple of shots of make it into the weekend. So he missed the cut as well. All the amateurs missed the cut. There wasn't an amateur that made the cut this year. So No unique guys to kind of keep an eye on this year for that. So yeah, it is what it is every year.
Right? U.S. Amateur champion didn't miss the creek.
Yep. A lot of guys on 13, Scotty Scheffler, Jordan Spieth on 13 went for it and all put it in the creek.
Oh yeah,
a lot of them get their pars, because I get it. You get to drop and then they're so good with that wedge from 80 yards or wherever they hit from, and they put it within 3 feet and make their putt, make their par. But I think you have to go for it. But boy, you just I don't know. It's a tough one, but that's what's great about it. As we've said before, it's not that it's just the longest course or it's solid. It's manicured. It's perfect. If you hit fairways, every lie is perfect.
Yeah.
But it still has tricky angles, right? Like 13, you still have to hit a nice little draw usually into that green. And if you don't quite draw it, it hits right on that edge. And boy, those fringes are just cut.
Yeah.
To slope right back into the creek.
Yes, they are. Well, here's another one for you. Trill Hatton. We have a lot of fun with him, like yesterday in the show.
Wow.
But
the heat coming off of his head.
I'm telling you,
don't go well.
He's 7 of 9 making cuts at the Masters.
Is that right?
Yep.
He was cruising along.
He's 5 under though.
And think about this. He bogeyed 16 and 17.
I know.
Right? He three putted 16.
Yes.
And if you look at that, he hit a terrible shot. In fact, on 16, his tee shot. Didn't even look at the ball. He knew he hit it and pulled it to the left. Didn't hit it in the water, but he knew he was going to be 40, 50 feet from it. He didn't even look at it land. His caddy was like looking over his shoulder because he wanted to see where it landed. Yeah. But Hatton didn't even want to look. And sure enough, he had about a 50-foot putt. And on 16, it was up in the top right corner, the pin.
Yeah.
He putted so poorly that he was easily 10 feet short and caught the ridge and brought it right back down towards the creek. Oh, it was terrible.
I was just waiting for him to unleash a Hattonism.
Oh, I kind of thought there was a tomahawk putter coming into the crowd after going, wow.
Yeah.
And then he proceeds to three putt. So he's still hanging, but yeah, those bogeys may come back to haunt him. If he finishes and he's two strokes behind the winner, you don't think he's going to look at 16 and 17 on Friday and go, what was I thinking there? But yep. That's the game.
I'll tell you. Well, all eyes are on Roy McIlroy, as you well know. I mean, all eyes are on him. He's right there. He's two back.
Yesterday.
You know, so
yeah.
We'll see what happens. DeChambeau won back. Yeah. If DeChambeau continues to play like he is, and this is, you know, from firsthand seeing it, also everyone we've talked to that's been over and been at the tournament, DeChambeau's the darling of the tournament. Everybody loves
hasn't he,
him.
Has it?
Everybody
yes.
loves
hasn't
him.
Hasn't he done? Hasn't he
amazing.
Done a wonderful job
yeah.
of transforming his character, if you will? And I don't think he really has. I don't think people understood him as well. And I think he certainly was brash and always comes off as cocky and everything. And that can tick off a lot of people. But I think, and I go back quite a ways with him when he was at SMU, was always a nice, polite person as far as I'm concerned. Yes, he was always a bit odd and he kind of explained things to maybe make you feel like he was talking down to you because you didn't really understand what the hell he was saying about the physics of the game and all that. But boy, he is now so well-liked. And a lot of it, you have to give social media credit here, Frank. A lot of it's because people love watching his YouTube videos. And he has fun on with them. He plays with Donald Trump. He has dares where guys will literally hit balls over his house. He's got greens and a golf course almost around his house. He has hit balls over his house onto a green in the backyard. And I think people have taken to him in his social media and they're like, God, this guy's really cool.
Yeah.
And they really like, Bryson is really,
he's there.
Changed things up a lot.
Well, I'm going to skip over Corey Connors for a minute because I want to go to McCarty because I have an interesting stat in front of me.
Okay.
That, you know, he's 5 under, right? I mean,
right.
He's one of 8 left-hand invitees this week. He began double bogey, right?
Yeah.
All right. In the last 22 years at the Masters, there have only been 3 players that have finished a round under par after being 3 over or higher through 2 holes.
Is that right?
Now, get that. Only 3 players have finished a round under par after being 3 over or higher through 2 holes at Augusta National.
Interesting.
Hideki Matsuyama in 2023. Bryson DeChambeau in 2019.
Hmm.
And a name from the past, Kirk Triplett in 2004. That's it.
Interesting.
That tells you something about what the psyche does to you. And that's what I said when I saw McCarty do what he did. I said, oh, man, it's going to be a long slog for him. But he shook it off. He turned it around. So it's the leaderboard.
Keep your eyes on him. He's one of the lesser known of any of the people on the top 10 in the leaderboard.
Yes.
People are still a bit scratching their heads of who's this guy again and how's he up there? And again, we've seen it where I'm trying to remember, Molinari, I think. Remember Molinari a few years ago? Seemed to have it in hand, even though people are like, wow, how's he doing? And then he fell apart. If you remember, I think, at Amen Corner.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally fell apart.
Kind of 12, 13, 14, he kind of had troubles running those holes.
Everybody on the par 3 put it in the water in his group.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Everybody
put
in the water.
Right.
Ian Poulter was playing with him, and everybody drenched. But listen to this, man. You got to be here to feel the magic that's going on this week. But Rose, DeChambeau, McIlroy, Connors, McCarty, Lowry, Scheffler, Hatton, Hoggard, Hovland, that's your leaderboard, and at that point, right, and Jason Day, at that point, Day, 4 shots out of the lead right now. None of them have teed off yet. It's early.
Right.
But listen to that leaderboard. Is this going to be something or what?
Well, that's the thing about McCarty that stands out is a lot of these, almost everybody else up there has major pedigree, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't.
I know.
And so that's the thing you got to wonder about is, okay, can you overcome all that when these other guys have been through the pressure, if you will, of trying to win, being in the hunt, winning a U.S. Open, a PGA Championship, a Masters, whatever it might be. When you don't have that, at some point, you got to break through. So it could happen. But it just seems like it's a big advantage if you're – Scotty or Rory or even Justin.
Yeah.
I mean, Justin Rose. Yep. That you've been there, right?
Yeah,
isn't such a new thing.
I'm anxious to see how Rose starts out today.
Yeah.
Really anxious. I think that will set the tone. But Scotty, we had people last night at the party saying, is anybody in the room that's an ophthalmologist that can go talk to him and do a quick eye check? Because he can't make a putt. Yeah. What's going on? Come on, Scotty.
And he still finds a way. I mean, he still shot one under, right? Yeah. But he should have been. He bogeyed 16. He bogeyed 18.
Yeah.
Right? So you take those two away. You know, he's 300. It's a decent round for him. And he's still hanging. And at some point, he's got to come through, and maybe today, maybe tomorrow, with kind of a signature. He's got to come through with a 65, 66, I think, kind of round.
Absolutely.
To reestablish where he is and what's going on. Because I think somebody's going to do that in the group we were just talking about. When you look at the leaderboard, I think somebody, and Rory certainly had a great round yesterday, somebody among DeChambeau, McIlroy, Connors, McCarty, Lowry, Scheffler, even Hatton, somebody there is going to shoot a 64, 65, I think. And if you don't hang with them, somebody else could suddenly have a three-shot lead going into tomorrow, which would be pretty nice.
Yeah, it was really, really, really windy late yesterday afternoon. And that was playing havoc with the course, I mean, with the players. And we had a couple of thunderstorms that tried to move through, but they kind of fizzled out, thank goodness. But today, it's cool. I mean, it's really cool out there. We'll have a high in the mid-60s today. So that's going to have an effect, too.
This was interesting, Frank. On TV yesterday, they were talking about the conditions and the wind. And at some point, and I think, you know, if you're a listener to the show here, but also a viewer from yesterday, you can understand what I'm saying, which is you kind of shake your head sometimes and wonder what they're talking about. Because when they're saying, and the gusts and the wind and the windy conditions, and Ian Baker Finch and different guys are saying that. And you're going, and you're looking at the flag sticks, you're looking at the guy and his pant legs. And it's like, there's a subtle breeze is the appearance. You're going, what are you talking about? That the wind, but unless you've been to Augusta National, there's a couple of factors. One is the tall trees block a lot of what's on the ground. So you don't always see it on the tee box when the guys, you're thinking,
exactly.
Well, it's beautiful. What are you talking about? But you get up higher where the ball flight is, and it can affect it that you don't really see. And secondly, and I think it's almost like the genius of that location, which was an old tree farm right back in the 20s.
It was a nursery. Yeah.
When they turned it into Augusta National and Bobby Jones, is for whatever reasons, and I think it's because they control the weather at Augusta.
Among other things.
The wind swirls.
Don't ask about those. Did you say squirrels?
The wind swirls.
Oh, swirls. Right? Okay.
Yeah, that's squirrels. The wind swirls. And so when you're teeing off on a par three, like 12, it might be into you. And you're like, nine iron. Mm-hmm. And as soon as you hit it,
it just
changed to the right.
You now see it's going a flare. To left,
and you see the balls. That's the problem with it, the winds aren't necessarily gusting. The sand is coming out of the traps. It's so strong. It's not always that. It's higher up, but it affects the ball flight more than you think. And also the fact that it doesn't always stay in the same direction.
Right.
So that when you tee it up. Now that.
And it swirls. And it swirls, as you said, through those trees. Yes. And it goes crazy.
And so I mentioned 12 there. What about Scotty Scheffler on 12 yesterday?
No.
Was that a break that when it comes to Sunday and he might be wearing a green jacket, you might bring that one up because that could easily have been a 2 or 3 shot swing.
Oh, sure.
He hit it over the green into the azaleas. Looked like it would have had to have been a drop, maybe try to chop it out of there, in which case that never usually ends up well. And probably looking at least at a bogey, maybe a double bogey. Instead, it somehow, boom, 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 hits a few things, trickles down, still short of the green, leaves himself about 40 feet away or so, and he chips it in.
I know.
He gets a 2 where a 4 was almost guaranteed.
Guaranteed, or 5. Yeah.
Could even have been a 5. And we'll see on Sunday what difference that makes. Because normally we look at it the other way of how, like I said, Hatton or somebody gets a bogey or a double bogey that could cost you. That's a birdie that Scotty had in an otherwise pedestrian kind of a round where he was not dominating the golf course, that he snuck a birdie in there that shouldn't have been, probably. And you and I wouldn't have gotten that break. I'm telling you, we'd still be looking for the ball.
Oh yeah.
If we hit it where he hit it.
Oh yeah.
No. And then he hit it on 18.
I know.
Right.
I know.
How about that one on 18? He's sitting in under the trees. A great picture in the Dallas Morning News. And I'm sure all over the world of him hitting or sitting because he was waiting on a ruling. His ball's underneath a big azalea, tree at a big magnolia tree that is on 18 on the left there. but he waited for a ruling, and he just sat. Well, I'm waiting. So he just sat down, so you could see him through the branches, like he's having a picnic, a little lunch there on 18, waiting for him to make a ruling so he could move a microphone to get his shot off. And it still ended up with a bogey. It was a tough one, and it was all off his tee shot, just a bad tee shot that he had on 18. So a lot of drama. That's what you get at the Masters, right?
You just
hit the ball straight, Scotty. Hit it straight.
You do. Well, at the risk of sitting you off on another tirade like you had yesterday, I'm going to bring up Jordan. Okay, here we go.
Yes,
but Jordan has had two birdies, and he is at even par right now.
He did. He birdied 8 and 9.
Yeah.
So good for him.
Yeah, so but yesterday, and guess who's on his bag today? It's Greller. It's Greller, Tim.
He hasn't listened to me yet. Yeah, I keep telling him, get rid of that guy. Get rid of the guy.
I can't believe you said that. You didn't mean that.
How many? No, I totally meant it. Oh, I totally did. How many? But look at, go through the list. How many of these guys? What, Frank?
Here he goes. Here he goes, folks.
These guys, look at the guys. How many of these guys have had the same caddy for 15 years? Very few. Very few.
Well, that's because caddies, a lot of caddies just fade away because a lot of them drink a lot.
Whatever.
Because they take the abuse.
I'm saying,
it's always the caddy's fault, right?
A lot of these guys, well, you got to mix it up sometimes. That's all I'm saying. Yeah. And he needs to be mixing it up.
Well, he's even par. He has had two birdies in this round. So good.
It's just I know the way it goes for him. There's a double bogey coming. Oh, I'm not blaming it on Greller. I'm just saying it's coming. It's coming.
Okay. So anyway, how about those Mets?
Okay, we're going to take our break, but I want to remind everybody that Frank is coming to us in Augusta, Georgia, just down the street from Augusta National.
Yes, sir.
And he's at Enterprise Mill, which is a development there just outside of the Pearly Gates, if you will, at the place called Golf Zone, which is where you're hitting these golf balls being hit into a simulator behind Frank. And when we come back, Frank had a nice little time to chat with the director of business development. Ryan Needles is his name, Frank. Guy you've met with and talked the last couple of days.
Ryan Needles.
Ryan Needles. He's the guy. And so when we come back, Frank will have a little chat with him, tell you a little bit more about the Golf Zone and what that's all about, something you might be very interested in. And it sounds like it's, as Frank said, maybe the nicest simulator he's ever seen.
Absolutely. And, hands down. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just, so it's going to be interesting. So stick around. We'll be talking about that when we come back. And then Frank and I'll talk a little bit more and kind of wrap up third round coverage here of the 89th Masters Championship at Augusta National. So we're going to take a break, and Golf Talk America will return right after this.
It's Saturday here in Augusta at the Masters, and it's packed with folks, including a bunch that are working the tournament. Can you imagine how many groundskeepers, vendors, and security people that Augusta National has to hire for this massive event? If you own your own business, you know what it's like to hire, and it's not easy or a quick process, is it? What if your business needed to hire someone yesterday? How can you find amazing candidates fast, easy? Just use Indeed. When it comes to hiring, Indeed is all you need. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. What's Indeed sponsored jobs, you ask? What a great question. I'm going to answer that for you. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. That's like being on page one of a Google search. And boy, does that make a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored job posts directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. 45% more applications. I know when I had my companies in the past, I would have loved to have had Indeed around. I just think about all the interviews that I went through with people who weren't a good fit for the job I had. Man, my life would have been so much easier with Indeed back then. How fast is Indeed? In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data, worldwide. So don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And get this. As a listener of Golf Talk America, you'll get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibly at Indeed.com/golftalk. Just go to Indeed.com/golftalk right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this Golf Talk America. Indeed.com/golftalk. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm here to get a fitting with my new PXG driver. You've got to have the club fitted to your style.
It's important for your swing.
Dead straight. So, what do you say?
I'm going to add 20 grams in the heel.
Give me a little bit more hook.
I'm going to go up to the 12 and a half gram, which will allow it to be more draw bias.
Oh, yes. Definitely more draw. That's the beauty that PXG can do for you. We will adjust your clubs to suit you.
Book your fitting now at PXG.com. PXG, you've never played like this before.
You know, when you come to Augusta, as we do every year, it's a special time at a special place with a lot of special people. And you see your old friends, and everybody, it's like old home week, and then you meet new friends. And as we have been doing Golf Talk America for all these years at Augusta, we've had some different sets in different places, in hospitality houses and bars and everything else. And this year, we came to our friend Bobby Walker's place over here, and Enterprise Mill, as you've talked about in previous shows. And, well, I'm in a room with the simulator, so I have to watch people get to hit golf balls all day while I'm working, and it just makes me crazy. But all kidding aside, the simulator that I'm looking at right now, and if you listen to the show, you know that I'm a simulator fan. I've been on them all my life. Love them. Great simulators out there. This is the best I've ever seen in my entire life. It's more realistic. I'm not going to tell you about it. Guess what? The director of business development for Golf Zone, that's G-O-L-F-Z-O-N. Go to G-O-L-F-Z-O-N-Golf.com. You need to check out the simulator, folks. Ryan Needles is with me. Ryan, welcome.
Thank you. Great to be here in Augusta. Great to talk to you.
It's great to have you. You know, I've met a lot of your people, and your head of technical, I guess, he's left-handed.
He is.
And he plays left-handed, right-handed, and upside-down clubs. It's just unbelievable watching him. And he made several hole-in-ones this week while we've been here on some par threes.
Yeah.
Not the par fours. No hole-in-ones, you know, as he should. Anyway, hey, Ryan, listen, man, thank you for stopping in and spending time with us. I want to know more about your company, how you got started, and what visionary came up with this. I mean, this is an incredible product.
Absolutely. Well, thanks for having us.
Oh, you're welcome.
Glad you love the simulator. Hopefully you didn't see too many bad shots over the course of the past couple hours and days.
No.
Some good ones, too.
I've seen some great shots, and I've seen some fantastic swings.
Absolutely. So we're Golf Zone America. So we actually started in South Korea in 2000. So our chairman was actually a former executive with Samsung.
Okay.
So he started in 2000 with an idea. South Korea green grass golf is not quite as accessible as it is now and here in the States. So he wanted to make it accessible to everyone and to grow the game. And to do that, what he saw from his experience in electronics was, let's come up with a system that can be played all over the world, across our network play feature. So you haven't seen that here in Augusta, but we'll talk a little bit more about that later. But the focus was indoor golf. So we've expanded really quickly in Korea. We have like a 74% market share over there.
Good gracious.
Expanding quickly across China and Japan. Somewhat new to the U.S. We've been here since 2017. Expanding quickly here in the U.S. as well. So we have just about 250 commercial locations here in the U.S., independent simulator operators, whether it's a bar or this country club model is becoming very popular, where it's 24/7 app right. Access, grow the engagement, the community engagement. We actually have Golf Envy here with us, which is one of our great franchise partners. So the difference with our simulators is we have moving swing plates. So when you go out to a course, how often do you get a flat lie? Not very frequently.
Not in the woods where I play. No, you don't. You don't. And that's been the problem with simulators. It's not realistic enough. They haven't been for me.
100%. You're hitting off the same surface. It's like, how am I going to flop this bunker shot off a fairway mat or whatever it may be? So not only do you get uphill and downhill lies, we also have artificial surfaces. So, you know, TGL brought this to light a little bit, but we have an artificial bunker on our new 2Vision NX, artificial rough surfaces. And we also have an auto tee system. So you're not chasing a tee when you're inside playing indoor golf. What we hear from people, end users, people that play it, is it kind of takes away the feeling that you're playing virtual and brings out the emotions of real golf. So when you and your buddies are playing and you're hitting a bunker shot, you know, trying to recreate the Bryson shot from the U.S. Open,
oh yeah,
the 50-yard bunker shot, and your buddies are giving you grief, it brings out those real emotions because then you can actually finish the putt too. So we're a camera-based system, which allows you to have a true putting experience. We actually have an LED putting guide that you can putt over and show the break of the putt. So you get the full from tee to green experience with Golf Zone.
You know, in some simulators, what I've seen is you hit the ball and you hear the impact of the ball hitting the screen. Mm-hmm. And then you see the ball about a second or 2 seconds later. With your simulator, it's immediate. You see it from start to finish, which is incredible.
Absolutely. So that's the camera-based system. And when you start with indoor golf, like we did, we saw that cameras are important to have that instantaneous feedback. And you just can't get that with radar. It takes time to compute those things. So that instantaneous feedback is super important. And we're really proud. I mean, we have tracked 8.2 billion shots last year.
Oh, good Lord.
So we've been doing this for a long time. And we have about 6.2 million registered users on our app. I think Korea alone has 5,500 locations. And through our network play, we hosted 160,000 tournaments last year. So I think that breaks out to like 400 tournaments a day.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's just crazy. That's what's so neat about this. Now, at the PGA Merchandise Show this year, first year I've missed it, by the way, first year I've missed it in 20 years, you guys were there. Your partner, Envy, I guess, Golf Envy was there.
Yeah.
And there was a tournament. You had $150,000 or something giveaway. I mean, winner take 150 deal.
Yeah.
What was that all about?
So that's the Golf Zone Tour here in the U.S.
Cool.
So that was our inaugural year. And this was formed based off the G Tour, which is a professional-based tour in Korea that's been going on for 14 years. So we started it here in the U.S. thanks to our CEO, Sean Pune, who had this vision for it. So we have 12 commercial operators all across North America and then one in London. They field qualifying teams of five players. And then they play against each other on network play in qualifying rounds. So we decided to conclude it at the PGA show. So it was our eventual winners, Golf Envy, and the team they fielded against our team from Tee Times in Detroit.
Okay.
And they played for $150,000 live in front of everyone in the PGA show. Did you get a chance to... Oh, you weren't there this year?
I wasn't there this year for the first time, like I say, in forever. But yeah. I did see some of the pictures from the guys from Envy, Golf Envy.
Yeah.
They showed me some of it when they threw the money up in the air and it were fake $100 bills. Y'all didn't do it. They did it.
It was awesome.
And everybody was going for the money until they finally said, calm down. It's not real, people. But the money, the $150 you gave was real.
It was real.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
It was really cool to see the impact it had on the kids on that team. And
well, to be able to have that kind of competition and indoor golf, and our understanding in Korea, you know, in Japan, those kind of places, it's tough to get on a golf course. But in America, it's tough for certain socioeconomic people. You know, how do I say this very gingerly? We all don't have $1 million, you know. We just don't. So we can't play Pebble, you know, every day, like you can with yours. But it's, again, it's more realistic. It's not like any simulator I've ever been on in my life. And also the statistics that you can get off of this thing, the camera-based system, my understanding, I can see club face position, I can put it in putter mode, and I can see, you know, what's going on with my putting, and absolutely, it'll give me the readout and the data. It's just, it's something that I think everybody ought to go to one of your centers, wherever you have them around the country, and the Golf Envy guys are growing like crazy, and go play on this thing, because it really is head and shoulders above anything else. What would you say is the most, outside of getting the American courses on this thing, what's the most difficult part of your job and what you're doing right now? Just, I'm going to take a guess. More people want to see you than you have time to see.
That's true. The demand is busy. You know, as business development, I'm also generating new demand, right? Which is important. But the difficult part of my job is understanding the opportunity is big out there for off-screen or off-course golf.
Right.
Right? So it's narrowing in on the focus areas of where we see the expansion happening the most, right? Yeah. And the number one value to us at Golf Zone is focusing on the success of our current customers, right? And having really positive word of mouth and getting people to demonstrate our system. So, you know, as we continue to grow the network and grow our operator network, it's really important to have people come test out the simulator. It's an experiential product. And, you know, until you see it and you feel it and you play on it, you don't really know. You're just like, oh, it's another simulator. You've got to hit on that downhill lie out of the bunker on a simulator and understand
one of my
the
favorite
auto
shots. No, you're absolutely right. When I saw it, when I first walked in and just looked at it, I didn't know about that plate. It was all level. But I saw that you had the rough and you have the sand, the bunker. Say sand trap. It's a bunker.
Yeah.
Frank, it's a bunker. I said, wait a minute. That's what Tiger Woods is doing with their setup. And y'all had it before you saw it on Tiger Woods' setup. So I'm just wondering. Tiger's probably been on your product before, I would think. I don't know. We can't say who has what where. We're not going to go there. But I know one could easily be installed at my house very quickly.
We can make that happen.
One of the things that, and this show, Golf Talk America, is sponsored by Club Corps, which is now Invited Clubs. A lot of people still don't get it, but it's Club Corps turned into Invited Clubs out of Dallas. And they have an initiative right now going more toward indoor hitting bays, indoor golf. And especially any clubs or across the northern tier of the country that have less time to go out and breathe fresh air and not breathe snow, it's a quick fit to me to go through there. But because it's so unique and so realist, it's so real, in the summer, you can't play your country club at night, but you can sure get on that simulator at night at one of your clubs and with your leagues and compete. It's what a slick product.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, as you asked, as some of the challenges of our job is just educating, green grass golf courses on how do you meet, if you're a public club, you know, how do you grow and expand your revenue at the club? And then if you're a private club, you know, how do you take that underutilized space and grow member engagement and make your club more attractive for future members? And it's important to meet consumers where they are. And right now they're looking at technology. I mean, you see the growth in off-course golf and those stats I mentioned earlier about how many people get introduced to the game through off-course golf. And I think we saw this trend, 8 to 10 years ago in Korea, and now we're starting to see it shift here in the U.S. And that's where we really want to get to, is like, let's meet these consumers where they are and start to grow the game in different ways and remove some of the stigma that, golf may have for first-time golfers of, oh, I'm embarrassed, or, oh, I'm nervous about going to a golf course and understanding the etiquette and those sort of things. And, let's make it more accessible for everyone.
Well said. Now, one of the things you said about the embarrassment, there's a fear factor for people getting in front of other people on one of these things, on a simulator, just as there is by my equipment sponsor. I'm a PXG brand ambassador, and they say that it is, they do fittings, and we're going to make it easy for you. We don't care if you're a 21 handicap. We can help you. The same thing with this. You can improve your game by, it's true virtual reality. I mean, I think it really is. And I can't say enough how great the product is. And if you're hearing, folks, something going on in the background, there are people in here hitting balls right now. So it has been fun just being here to watch it. What would you say to our audience out there about, you know, where they can go outside of your website also, where they can go to see one?
Yeah, absolutely. So I think you can go to our YouTube channel and you can see the full demo of the Two Vision and X and see that moving plate in action. And then our website will be the best spot to find the location nearest you. I encourage you to check out the Golf Zone tour and see the action and see those $100 bills being fake $100 bills being thrown up in the air.
That was so funny.
From last year's tour.
People scrambled. It was so funny.
So yeah, any of those locations, and then we're working on expanding across green grass golf courses, and you know, the big craze right now is how do we get into entertainment facilities, you know, pickleball facilities, these places where it would make sense to have a golf simulator, bowling alleys, places like that. And you'll find those locally one off, two off, especially across the Midwest and Northeast.
I want to back up for just one second. Something you said about how you're promoting your product to country clubs, for instance, like say an invited group of clubs. You talked about reclaiming, you know, underutilized space. Now, from a revenue side, they're always looking for something else to get people in. Because if you're going to come to the country club and you're going to do something like what you have with Golf Zone, then you're going to spend money on food. You're going to spend money on drink. So it's added revenue that they just don't get right now.
Absolutely.
The demographic that they have will use it, but a whole new demographic of families will come together to come in and play. You could have family leagues. You could have country club leagues like Bluegrass Yacht and Country Club playing against Temple Hills Country Club. There's so many things you can do with this to generate revenue. Love the product. Absolutely love the product.
I appreciate it. Yeah, Country Club Championship is one of the tours or like tournaments that we're looking to create. Right?
Okay.
Across the Southeast, we have a good amount of installations over across clubs in the Southeast, and they're getting excited about challenging each other. But you're right. There's a little bit of something for everyone. You know, family, we have an arcade mode where kids can come out and, you know, play darts with a golf ball and just hit.
I did not know that.
We have My Practice software, so for someone looking to improve their game, and you know, a very common revenue source for folks is selling practice subscriptions. Hey, like hitting a bucket of balls, right? You can come hit a bucket of balls 3 times a week, however much you want, and practice on the simulator and get that data. You might know your data, but a lot of people, you know, maybe have never familiarized themselves with that. So there's game improvement, there's fun, there's gameplay, and there's realism in how the system's built. Yeah. So
I appreciate your time. I absolutely love the product, and I would really implore any of our listeners to go to your website and check it out. golfzongolf.com is where to go. Ryan, it's been my pleasure. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
And welcome back to Golf Talk America to Matthews and Frank Bassett. Frank, of course, joining us from Augusta National, site of this year's Masters Championship. Nice little chat there you had with Ryan Needles, and at Golf Zone. Sounds like an amazing product, doesn't it?
It is very amazing. Wasn't that interesting? And Ryan Needles is a fine, fine guy, director of business development. And I'll tell you, he had a job with somebody else that he had dinner with several times. He used to work for Elon Musk.
Oh, did he really?
And we had a long conversation about Elon off the record about, you know, just the guy's intense. He's a genius. And
yes,
he doesn't put up with a whole lot of bull.
It doesn't seem like he does.
He is. If he were a redneck from the South, he'd be saying, get her done. He really would, but he doesn't talk that way.
He does seem to get stuff done, though, doesn't he? I mean,
yeah, he does.
Not to get off on that tangent, but just my one thought. Is and now everything gets politicized and it's kind of stupid. But if you're Elon Musk, it's like doing one of the things he's done. Like, let's just say he starts a Starship fleet of planes that are ships that can go up into space. That'd be pretty But he's got Tesla too. And he's also drilling in the earth, right? He's got this whole coring company that's supposed to build super tunnel for trains that are, he's got like five that on its own, every one of them would be genius, and he's doing them all. And he's trying to save the government billions of dollars too.
He also is about to take over a top golf network called the Golf Talk America Network too. So
I had no idea.
Yeah, we're gonna really make some money now, Tim.
And his first action would be fire.
Get rid of both of us. Get somebody who knows what they're doing around
here. It seems like a good idea until it is. Yeah,
Doge. What? Get your Doge out of here.
Or forgot about Twitter. You know, X.
Oh yeah, yeah X. Yeah, forgot too. About that little There's endeavor. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. One guy. How's he doing all this?
He's just cool. sharp guy. Hey, I got to tell you. Ran it, you know, when, and as I said in the beginning of my interview with Ryan, when you come to Augusta, you meet just a lot of great people, and every year is like you're coming back for a family reunion. Mm-hmm. So we have one of those people in the family here right now, and she was kind enough to come over. She's been over twice. She was kind enough to be here at 10 o'clock when I said we were going to start all this. So she's still here waiting. But Addie Strozier, if you don't know that name, you need to go to her website and check out her photography. It is absolutely incredible. And she is filming this show right now for us and taking a lot of pictures. In fact, Tim, smile. She's going to take a picture of you right now.
Yeah, okay.
All the way from here to Dallas. She's got a hell of a telephoto lens. It's about 3 miles long. And it's called Hubble's written on the side. Don't know. But in any case, Addie Strozier. Addie, I'm going to do this. It's not proper broadcasting, but Addie, what's your website? AddieStrozierFineArt.com. Check it out. Google her. And her photography is awesome. She also has some really cool photographic toys, too. I mean, you got to see this equipment.
I'll
bet. Oh, yeah.
I'll bet, yeah.
Yeah, but she really, really has done great. And she touched up that picture of me that was on the cover of I Invited magazine with my PXGs and my PXG clothes and made me look really good. Pam said, why don't you look like that every day, my wife?
That's almost impossible.
Hey, stop it. Stop it.
I don't know. She is a miracle worker.
She is.
What the hell?
Addie Strozier Fine Arts. Art or arts? Art. .com. Go check her out because you will be blown away. And some of that stuff's for sale too. You can get it from her. So her stuff, she's got some gorgeous master stuff too.
I'll bet.
Can't say that. Oh, can't sell the master stuff. Never mind. But you can look at it. It's pretty. You can see it, but you can't buy it. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Anyway, shout out to her because she's done stuff for us at Golf Talk America every year here at the Masters. She's fabulous. And her husband, Brian, is, Brad, I'm tired, is a super, super guy. So he was over here yesterday, came over just to see me and say hi. So anyway, there you go. So
can I ask you this, Frank, about the, you're saying that the weather, it's nice today. Is it going to be windy? And I know, like yesterday, they talked about it, and we already got into that part a bit. It got windier in the afternoon. Is that what they expect today? Like Scottie Scheffler played late yesterday. Of course, the leaders are all going to play late today. The wind built up from the early rounds to the later rounds. Any thoughts or any ideas if that's going to happen again today?
Well, number one, there's a zero chance of precipitation. I'm tired.
Or
I'm
participation you. On Partici- your part.
Well, zero participation on my part. Yeah, you got that right.
I'm not
the winds are just, they're low. They're 3 miles per hour coming out of the west, and the look-see is that it's not going to get real tough. And by the way, the air quality is at 23, which is good. This is
so the pollen's kind of lightened up a little bit.
Well, when the wind dies down, you know, it dies down and falls to the ground instead of swirling around in the green sneeze vortex that it becomes. So it's pretty doggone nice here today.
Well,
it's just cool. Like I say, right now, at 3 p.m. this afternoon, it's going to be 66 degrees. I mean,
that's good weather though for golf. I'll take that. Right.
Well, right now, it's 56, 58 degrees. It's cold.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So that'll affect the flight of the ball and all that good stuff.
We'll see.
I love it here, though. This place is beautiful. And we're staying downtown this year, which is really cool.
Oh, really?
So, and Addie turned me on to a cool restaurant. And so I've been there two nights in a row. It's Italian. So good. Oh, my really? Gosh.
So good you went back?
So good we went back, yeah.
Oh, wow. That is good.
Yeah. In fact, I've gone there three times this week. So I've got to go to the gym after I get out of here.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, I think so. So anyway, so your pick is in the ditch and gone.
My Koepka pick is in the ditch. The other two that I had in my little pool, I had to pick three guys, were still alive. I'm still alive in there. Scheffler and Shane Lowry.
Shane Lowry.
They're hanging pretty good. Shane Lowry, I think, is doing exactly what I thought, which is he's sneaky good.
Well, he's 500. He's 500 right now.
So. You don't really kind of pay attention. You don't look. You don't notice. But he always seems to hang. I believe he's just got the one major, right? He's just got the British. But he's always seems to be a guy that's there and kind of hanging around. So, so those are my other two. But I think if I had to put money on it, I think you're looking at the winner is going to come out of the top. So we got Rose, DeChambeau, McIlroy, Connors, McCarty, Lowry, Scheffler. It's going to come out of those guys. One of those guys is going to win. I do not see if you go a little bit further down, you've got O'Bear, you've got Morikawa, Shoffley. You know, these are guys that are six back now or seven back now, five back. I don't think they're going to do it.
Hideki's three under, is five back, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Oberg, you don't think Oberg at the 3 under par right now as we do this show
I don't think. I mean, I'd like to see it because I like the guy a lot and I think he's a heck of a talent, but he's starting already. He's at five back. I just think that's a big gap because I think these other guys, the ones we're talking about, those guys, or at least a couple in there, are going to be shooting mid 60s the next two rounds. 65, 6, 7, maybe 68 is what you're going to get. I don't see those guys shooting near par, or at least like not 72, 71. I think they're all going to be 3 under and more, at least a couple of them. And so again, if you're a guy like Oberg and you're 8 back or 6 back, you not only have to pick up that with your own 65, you got to hope these guys shoot 70.
Help you. Yeah.
Right.
And that's not going to happen in that first four or five guys. I just don't think so.
I mean, I think Scotty's going to have a big day today. I'd be surprised if Scotty, at worst, I think he'll shoot a 67. But I think he could put a 65 up.
Really?
But I think Rory could too, and I think DeChambeau certainly could. So that's what I mean. I think there's going to be a little bit of a dogfight. And when's the last? This is an answer you don't have. I know, and I don't either. When's the last playoff we had at Augusta? Do you remember? I'd love to see one. I love the drama.
Bubba Watson? Who was it, Pam? My producer's sitting right over here.
Your wife's going to give you the answer. Yeah, no, I'm trying to remember.
Well, she's not my producer, but they're looking it up. Our Golf Talk America crack research staff is looking that up right now.
When
the last playoff at the Masters, and we'll bring that information to you shortly.
I'm kind of trying to think here. Scotty didn't have to go into playoff to win either of his two. Tiger didn't need a playoff, right? When he went in, was it 19? Bubba and Did Bubba and
2017 Sergio Garcia defeated Justin Rose in a sudden death playoff on the first extra hole.
There you go. Okay.
Garcia made a birdie while Rose had a bogey.
17. So yeah. So it's been 8 years.
Yeah.
That's. I'd like to see a playoff. I mean, I could see DeChambeau.
Oh, I'd love
McElroy,
it. I'd like to see like five of them in a playoff. Oh, how cool would that be?
I would love that.
We can watch golf till midnight.
And by the way, they do. What do you think they do? 18 a couple of times, then they'll go back to 17. How do they do? Do you have any idea what the sudden death is at Augusta? I know it's 18 immediately.
It's 18, but 18 again.
A couple of times.
Do they just continually play 18? Okay, it's just 18. We have some guests in here that said it's just 18. 18
right?
to
Did
10.
Playing 18.
That's right, because Watson went to 10. That's right. So, 18 to 10, and then back to 18. And to 10. Okay, gotcha.
Right?
There you go. See, we do have great input from guests and friends and family.
And
listeners, yeah.
That's what I like.
The input that we got that called us dinosaurs, by the way, on Twitter. Who was that? We have something for you. We're going to...
Also named Pam?
No, that wasn't Pam. She didn't.
Probably.
What? She called you a dinosaur, not me.
Dinosaur?
I'm her lovely husband.
How could that be?
Anyway, yeah. We're getting silly here because it's been a long week, and I'm going to be on that simulator before I get out of here, too, next week. So
let's wrap it up. All right, well, we're pulling for that. We're pulling for a playoff. So let's see if that happens. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, it's probably a good time to stop.
Pull,
you know, play the ad. Don't try to ad lib it. You know,
pull the plug.
Start playing music.
Let's just say this. How about try out a new club? Invited Clubs, not a golf club.
There you go.
But a country club and social clubs. Invitedclubs.com is our website. We appreciate all their help as well. Go to invitedclubs.com and find out more about a club near you that you can join and have the time of your life playing your PXGs. Time both in together. We are done, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us. Thanks to Frank for hanging in there at always beautiful Augusta National as he checks out the final round or the final two rounds of the 89th Masters Championship. Thank you for joining us. And remember to be with us next time right here for Golf Talk America.